Hey guys, welcome back to the Hip Hop Debate Podcast. The topic for this episode is my top 10 concerts. So we're going to dive into that and let's get started. Alright guys, so as I said, the topic for this episode is my top 10 concerts. So obviously more than any other episode, even though this is a debate podcast, this topic is going to be very opinionated. I decided to make an episode about concerts because concerts is probably one of my favorite things to do in the world. I just love the energy of the live performance. I love the way artists add different vocals or different sounds into their live performances, and you just feel the energy that they put into that record or they put into that song or the album, and they kind of convey it in there when they do it live. I think it's, you know, awesome. And I just, the energy I get, I feel during the concert that you get from the artist, to me is just like a feeling like it's going sort of high. And I love concerts, and I think a lot of people do love concerts. Obviously, different artists, you know, some artists are really good live and some are not so good. And, you know, concert tickets for the biggest artists can skyrocket to insane prices. And that's what comes with being, you know, a big artist. But concerts are just one of my favorite things to do in the world. And I decided, you know, I'm going to do an episode about concerts because it's, you know, a hip hop podcast, and concerts are a big part of hip hop, you know, the live aspect to it. It adds to it. So this episode, I'm going to talk about my top 10 concerts. I'm going to make a list, dive into each concert on the list and talk about them and my experience. And then at the end, you know, hopefully I'll talk about, you know, what I expect from you guys, hopefully to hear from you guys, and you can give me a list. So starting with number 10 is I went to see a show with Migos. It was in New York. I think it might have been Hammerstein Ballroom. It was right around the time when Bad and Bougie was becoming, or it might have been number one on the charts. And I was, I remember getting tickets secondhand on like StubHub. And they were originally supposed to, I think, $20 when they first came out. And they got them for almost like 100 or like something like that, 70, close to 100. And I remember even after I bought them before the concert, they were up to like 120. And originally they were 20 just because Migos was blowing up and they were huge and they were the hottest thing in hip hop at that time. And so the concert was, before the concert, we had to wait like 2 hours. They showed up late, but the actual concert, it was good. It was the day Culture One came out, so they performed the whole album. And obviously her t-shirt was out and Bad and Bougie, but not everyone had time to listen to that album, which kind of, you know, it kind of sucked. But the, you know, Migos was decent live. They were, they had decent energy. You know, I feel like every other song they had a lot of energy, but they, and it was also a smaller place, so you kind of could feel the energy more than in an arena. But they were all right live. I wouldn't recommend anyone like to, you know, spend their hard earned money on seeing Migos, but they're decent, and I'd rather just listen to their records or just watch them do performance on YouTube before I spend my money on them. So number 9 is Starboy by The Weeknd. Well, Starboy the tour, The Weeknd tour. Ray Shremberg was an opener, which is pretty cool. I like some of their stuff. And Starboy, The Weeknd is unbelievable live. If you haven't seen The Weeknd, I would definitely see him. He is one of those people that sounds just like the record, and you rarely see that. And the Starboy tour was awesome. The stage was really cool. It was kind of like a spaceship. That's what he was going for, I think. And The Weeknd was just phenomenal. He played the Starboy. He played, you know, his biggest hits. And The Weeknd was just, it's a great tour. It's a great tour, and he's a great artist to see live. And if I would, that's someone I really recommend if you can, If you, you know, if you can go to a weekend concert, definitely do it, or see them live at a festival or something. So number eight is, I would say, a pretty exclusive one, because it wasn't a tour, it was a one-time show. It was Travis Scott, Coney Island. This was right before he released Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight, about like a month before maybe. He did a show at this new, at the time it was a new theater or amphitheater in Coney Island. And Travis Scott, like, live is one of the best, like, experiences, you know, you'll see, like, a concert is just, it's phenomenal, and he is probably the first or second best performer ever in hip-hop to me, or just, you know, maybe not ever, but now, and he came out on stage, he just, as soon as he came out, the energy was there from there, to the, from the first song to the last song, it was unbelievable. So that was awesome. You know, his catalog was, he had two mixtapes in his first album. His second album wasn't even out yet. So I love his early stuff, which was awesome because he did most of his early stuff. So it was cool to see that. And then number seven is For Your Eyes Only. J. Cole, that was, J. Cole live is really cool too. He's a rapper that doesn't use the lyrics. He'll just, you know, the beat, which is awesome because you know, when you go to a concert, you want to hear the artist. You don't want to just hear the song and the artist going over it and taking breaks during the song. You want to actually hear them. And J. Cole's really good live. He's one of the best performers I definitely would say I've seen live. That was a really good tour. It wasn't, you know, one of my favorite J. Cole albums, but he didn't just do the album. He did, you know, a bunch of his other hits, which was awesome. And the way he came out in the tour was he was in a prison jumpsuit the whole time. And he came out and he was escorted by, like, prison guards. And, like, the stage was supposed to be like a prison, like a prison yard, and it was just, it was like a cool message, and he was escorted off at the end. So that was a good tour. I was supposed to see him actually on the Forest Hills Drive tour with Big Sean and YG, but I was stuck in traffic and I never made it, which kind of sucked. I wish that was one of the few tours I wish I could have seen, and actually had tickets to that one. So yeah, seven was For Your Eyes Only tour. Number six is Drake versus Lil Wayne. This concert, at the time was probably third when, like, after I saw it, but, you know, other concerts, obviously, you're going to hear, I've seen since then are better to me, one of my more favorite tours. So Drake vs. Lil Wayne, it was awesome because they're probably two of the most ever guys with, like, hits. They just have hits on hits on hits, and they were going back and forth. They were, like, battling with, like, guest verses and hooks and stuff, and it was awesome to see. And that was, like, right before, that was when the Carter 5 was supposed to be released. It was 2014, summer of 2014, and Drake was, like, really, you know, becoming huge. It was right after, it was right after, Nothing Was the Same. So it was a really good tour, and it was a really fun experience because it was just literally hits after hits after hits. It was unbelievable, and that was a really good tour. That was one that I really enjoyed from, like, literally the opening song to the end. So number five is Beauty Behind the Madness. As I said, I saw it, and number nine was Starboy. But number five, oh no, it was a Madness tour, I think, or something like that, by The Weeknd. And that was the first time I saw Travis Scott. Quick story about that tour. So that was the first time I saw Travis Scott, and I was a huge fan of him already. And I wanted to see him. I wanted to make sure I saw his whole set and him coming out. And that was right around the time he released Antidote. So he was, people, like, didn't really know him too well. So my friend, I was going with my friend Luis, who was going to be a future guest on the show. He I like made sure we were going to catch an early train and make sure we got to see Travis Scott. And this girl that I went to high school with that I was in my grade, she was taking the train. She was going to the tour too, and we buying tickets, and we like, I was like, oh, we're catching up, and they ended up like, you know, connecting and clicking, and that was 2015, and they're still dating to this day. So I partially take responsibility for that, Luis. So that was a quick story, side story about that. But Beauty Behind the Madness, so seeing Travis Scott was awesome. You know, I was a huge fan of him, and I was probably the only person screaming in the whole arena, but I didn't care. It was just, he was phenomenal. And then the weekend, I'm not ashamed to admit this, I started crying during one of his songs. It was just unreal. The sound in Barclays Center is, like, the acoustics in that arena are phenomenal. That concert was unbelievable. The Weeknd, that's my favorite R&B album is Beauty Behind the Madness. So seeing him do that album that for that tour, like, at the time was unreal. It was surreal, honestly. But yeah, so Beauty Behind the Madness was, the tour was, I feel like, a monumental tour. And if you're able to go see that tour, I feel like anyone who saw it would agree with me. Number four is a Damn Tour. So on this, so far on this list, I've seen Travis Scott 3 times. Dram was opener, which he was okay. I don't really know too much Dram stuff. Travis Scott was the opener, and his set was like an hour, and it was unreal. It was right after, it was right around when Butterfly Effect was out for like a month or two. So it was phenomenal. He was on the Eagle, like soaring above the crowd and stuff. And his energy is just unreal. But the Damn Tour with, like, Kendrick was the main act. Kendrick is another great performer, and the energy, and his was more of a show too. He had different elements in his set, and different people like being on stage with him, and it was just a phenomenal concert. It was you walk away from it and you're like, wow, like that was, you know, like almost like, what did I see? Like, that was just unreal. And it was definitely something where I that at the time I was like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Then, you know, you take, you know, some time to reflect, and I'm not saying it wasn't great, but it wasn't, you know, one of my favorites, but it wasn't my favorite, but it's one of my favorites. And that tour was unbelievable. So number three is Jay-Z, Eminem. And that was only, they went to Detroit twice and New York twice. They did a home and home thing. And that was my first concert ever. That was 12th grade of high school in September. It was like a Monday night, or I think it was a Monday night. And so that was my first concert. I remember waiting outside Yankee Stadium, and they only had like one gate for the whole concert. And I was going with my brother, and he didn't, we got lost, we got separated, and then I don't know how we found each other. And then B.O.B. was the opener, and then obviously Eminem came on first because it was Jay-Z's, it was New York. So Eminem was awesome. That was around the time Recovery came out. That he was on D12 came out, 50 Cent came out, Dr. Dre came out. I think that was it for Eminem, and that was absolutely awesome. Just, I was, as I said before on this podcast, Eminem was the first real, like, my first favorite rapper, and seeing like him perform so many hits from when I grew up, and seeing 50 Cent come out, and he was one of my, you know, biggest, one of my favorite rappers, seeing him perform hits, and Dr. Dre, you know, perform, it was just unreal. And then when Jay-Z came out, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan too, so that was awesome. And Jay-Z brought out, like, he brought out Drake, he brought out Kanye, which, seeing that, I'll explain that in a second. He brought out Nicki Minaj, he brought out Beyonce, he brought out Alicia Keys. I think Swiss Beats might have been there, I'm not 100% sure. And that was phenomenal. Like, seeing, it would have been enough to see just Jay-Z and Eminem, but then they brought out both all-time great acts. It was phenomenal. So So that was the first time I saw Kanye, and you can ask my brother. I was like starstruck. Like, I've never been starstruck in my life, and I was in like the like five rows from the back of, you know, the last row in the stadium, and I was just in awe, like, because Kanye was like the, that was when I really was at, like, you know, he was my, I was his biggest fan, and I just was like frozen, and like I was almost like crying, just because it was like, even though I was like hundreds of feet away from him, it was, it felt like, you know, I was like the first time I saw him, and it was just unreal, surreal at the time. So that concert was phenomenal. Obviously, it was my first concert, so for years that was number one. Number two is the Astroworld tour that was I went to this past, what was that, November. So my experience, I don't know, anyone listening to this, is I went to the Raleigh concert. I live in Charlotte, but I went to the Raleigh one because that was the closest one. So I went, and doors were supposed to open at 7, and we didn't get in. The doors didn't open until like 9:30. So we were standing outside. It was drizzling. It was cold. And because there was a problem with the stage, or the roller coaster with the stage, and they finally let us in at 9:30, and Travis Scott didn't go on till 11. The openers, there was three openers, Sheck West, Trippie Redd, and Gunna. None of them went on. They all came out during, they did their biggest songs, so like, or, you know, a big feature. Sheck West did Mo Bamba, Trippie Redd did Dark Knight Dunmo, and Gunna did Yosemite. So that was, you know, you wish you saw more of them, but, and it was only the second stop. It wasn't like they were in the middle of the tour, it was their second stop. I'll explain, you know, the concert, but so Travis Scott, for everyone that, you know, we didn't really get to see the openers, and we waited in the rain and stuff, he gave everyone a golden ticket to any of his future dates anywhere. It could have been, you know, he's doing the second leg now of the Astro World Tour. It could have been like another, he said, any future Travis Scott show. So I cashed in my golden ticket, and I am going to see the Charlotte one, the Charlotte show, and it's the last show of the tour. It's in March, so I'm going to see him again. And so the actual concert was, even though, you know, it was probably 2 hours later than it was supposed to be on, and the openers didn't even go on, it was still unbelievable. He opened with Stargazing, and he ended with Sicko Mode, and literally he was on for like 2 hours about, and literally it just, from Stargazing to Sicko Mode, is just nonstop. I was telling Amanda, my girlfriend, and her sister Victoria, before Stargazing was over, I lost my voice. That's how just amped I wasn't. I was in, you know, he has the pit in the, for this tour on the floor, and then there's the, you know, all the seating around the arena, and you would think like there was an earthquake or something, how much everyone in the seating was jumping just as much as people in the pit. It was insane. And the energy that he brings to a show is absolutely phenomenal. And it's someone I would definitely recommend to see. Obviously, his ticket prices are a lot higher than they used to be. That was the fifth time I've seen him. I'm about to see him a sixth time. And the first time I saw him was 2015, and it's 2019. So I've seen him six times in 4 years, or really almost 4 years. I saw him, as I said, with Astroworld Tour, Damn Tour, Beauty Behind the Madness Tour. I saw him at at the Coney Island, and at Coney Island concert, and I'm gonna see him again in with Astro World Tour in Charlotte. I thought I saw him another time. I'm not 100% sure, but I've seen him a bunch of times. I've seen him at, I went to Summer Jam in 2016, and he came out with Good Music. But anyway, Astro World Tour. If you have a chance to any time you can see Travis Scott, see Travis Scott. Pay the money, and if you're, you know, even if you're semi-fan of him, pay the money and see him, because you will not regret it. So my number one tour My number one favorite tour or concert of all time is the Yeezus tour. And it might not, you know, to some people, Yeezus might not be Kanye's best album. You might not even like it. But that concert was unbelievable. Some people like to see a show when they go to a concert. And this was a show. This was just Kanye live is something like Travis Scott. You just need to see it. When he did Runaway, and I don't know if anyone remembers the VMAs when he did Runaway, and he hits the pad and he just hits the beat, and like 10 seconds later he hits it again, and he hits it again, and he keeps getting it until the beat starts. He did that live, and it sounds so like stupid or simple, but it was one of the coolest things ever. And every time he hit it, the crowd went wild, and it was just awesome. And then he did Blood on the Leaves live, is unbelievable. New Slaves at the end, when he talks about Hampton's spouse and all that stuff, he screamed it, and it's just the energy you felt. And then he did Coldest Winter, and he was sitting at the edge of the stage, and he said the song was about, you know, about his mother passing, and you just felt the energy from, you know, him in that whole night. And he did, you know, it was like acts throughout the show, and he came out in different like outfits and different masks, and it was just a phenomenal show. And I'll never forget most of these, but or probably any of these, but that is something like that was one of the best like experiences in my life. And that's something I'll never forget. And Kendrick opened for that, which is cool. It was right after Good Kid, Mad City. Like seeing Kendrick, you know, when he was younger, and then after Damn was like his biggest album. It was cool to see the growth in Kendrick as a performer as well. But Yeezus was definitely an awesome tour. Even if you weren't a fan of the album, obviously I don't know, but that was something I was glad to see. And I think everyone, you know, even if you don't like Kanye as a person, if you like him as an artist at least, definitely see him. So just a couple honorable, I'll reiterate real quick, and then I have a couple honorable mentions with a twist. I'll explain. So the list is 10 Migos. I saw them in New York City. 9 was a Starboy tour with The Weeknd. 8 was Travis Scott show in Coney Island. 4 was the For Your Eyes, 7 was the For Your Eyes Only tour by J. Cole. 6 was Drake vs. Lil Wayne. 5 was Beauty Behind the Madness tour, or just I think the Madness tour. 4 was the Damn tour, Kendrick. 3 was Jay-Z and Eminem. 2 was Astroworld tour, Travis Scott. And number 1 was Yeezus tour. So as I said, honorable mentions, it's kind of a different twist. I'm going to say concerts. I have a few that I wish I was able to see. I regret, you know, either not buying tickets, or as I stated with the earlier tour, missing out on it. So the first thing is Watch the Throne tour. That's the one tour I always regret not going to. Not even, you know, if they amend their relationship with a Watch the Throne 2, Jay-Z and Kanye, hopefully. But I feel like the Watch the Throne tour was one of the coolest experiences to go to. Just seeing them both live was probably awesome. And I hope that there we get a Watch the Throne 2, and I would definitely go to that tour. But if not, that's the one I really regret. And also the Forest Hills Drive tour, that's something I really regret. I would have loved to see that. I want to see YG, and I want to see Big Sean live. Obviously, I've seen J. Cole since, but I that was one I really wanted to go to, because they all had albums at the time that I'm huge fans of. YG had his first album. Big Sean had Dark Sky Paradise, and J. Cole had 2014 Forest Hills Drive. So those are, I would really wish I could have went to that. And I think that's it for tours I wish I went to. I actually had tickets for the Summer 16 tour by Drake. He ended up canceling it. It was like the second to last date. And also the St. Pablo tour, Kanye, same thing. He had a, you know, mental problem, and you know, you want everyone to be okay, but that was one that, you know, it was canceled as well, so that kind of sucked. But so yeah, that was my top 10 concerts list. So let me know what you guys think of this topic. Let me know what some of your favorite concerts are. I would love to hear. I hope you guys enjoyed this, my, you know, top 10 concerts. I want to know what concerts you've been and the experiences, even if they were good or they were bad. Remember to subscribe on all platforms, Twitter, Spotify, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Follow on Twitter at We Debate Hip Hop. Follow on Instagram at The Hip Hop Debate. New episode on Friday, which means that there's going to be an interview. And until next time, guys.